WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com presents the Modern Day Football Show, a weekly look inside the Wildcat season featuring comments from head coach Mike Gable and a member of this year's team. The Modern Day Football Show is brought to you each week by Hoppe & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show is also brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We're going to hear from Mike Gable as the Wildcats celebrate their 49-0 demolition of Bossy. They stay unbeaten over their last 3 weeks, so only one loss on the year, 6-1. In that move up to 3A, Modern Day looks poised to contribute to the fireworks in the postseason. So we're going to hear from Coach Gable about last week, also about tomorrow's game against Harrison. And, of course, that's a big one for us here at WREF because that's our game of the week. You can hear it on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, the Taroni's pregame show at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 6:30. On top of that, Ethan Stofflith, the senior and the defensive back, the running back turned defensive back, captain for Modern Day Football, will join the program talking about his new role, but also most specifically about tomorrow's game against Harrison. All of that and more brought to you by our prize sponsors, Loppy Heating and Air, Hoppe & Sons Construction, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, hear from Mike Gable on the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Loppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Loppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Loppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Loppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show. The head coach, Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate your time.
Well, Brad, it's good to be back, and you said Week 8. It's hard to believe it's already here, but here we go.
I know. Week 7 was fruitful for your team, a 49-0 win against Bossy. Look, this team has had some struggles, the Bulldogs, but yet 49-0 against any team, that's nothing to take lightly. What did the Wildcats do well to yield that result?
Well, I think they were prepared. They knew Bossy had an athletic group, but Bossy didn't play their best game by any means, and that allowed us to jump on them early, and I don't think they were able to get really untracked. So hats off to the Bulldogs for continuing to play all the way through, and I know Coach Bowen's working very hard, but we simply had really had Bossy's number on Friday.
Again, Modern Day head coach Mike Gable here on WREF. It is Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show. Now the team has won three in a row. What's the vibe around the locker room, Coach, as you close in on the game on Friday, the second-to-last game of the regular season?
Well, the attitude is good. Like I mentioned, when you mentioned the word 8, it's hard to believe we're already at Game 8, but here we are. A lot of things happening right now, but we're trying to get focused on the game tomorrow night, but, you know, reflecting on the Bossy game, I was happy with the performance, the fact that we came out ready to play, and we took advantage of some of Bossy's mistakes and were able to score, and a lot of players got to play, and credit Bossy, and I wish them very much luck as they finished out their season.
Going up against a freshman quarterback in Aiden Boyd, obviously you guys did well defensively, shutting them out. But that's a kid who doesn't have all that much tape on him so far because his varsity career is so young. How do you go about preparing for a player and for an offense like that?
Well, we knew he was the new one. In fact, we didn't know in the beginning that he was only a freshman, but he's a very good, very athletic freshman. He's a big freshman. He was about right at 200, I think. And he's going to be really a formidable quarterback for Coach Mullen down the road. But stepping into that situation with the high pressure, and I think we're playing pretty good ball right now. I think that was difficult for them. They did have spurts, but our team was able to hold on and make the plays they needed to. So really happy with the outcome and the way we played.
Modern Day gets the win at home, 49-0, catapulting them to tomorrow's game against Harrison. We'll talk about that with Coach Gable soon. And, of course, for us, that's exciting because it is our WREF Game of the Week. And you can hear that on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. A 6 o'clock start to the Taroni's pregame show. We'll take a step aside. Back in a moment, you're on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lobby Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lobby Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lobby Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Poppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Poppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Poppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at poppyandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Back here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Over the phone, we have Ethan Stoffliff from Modern Day, the senior running back, joining us on the program to talk about the Wildcats at 6-1 after the 49-0 win against Bossy. Hey, Ethan, really appreciate your time.
Yeah, good to be here.
So take me through what this ride through seven games has been like for you and your senior season and your swan song of your high school career.
It's been pretty well for me. We put a lot of work in all summer, and to be 7-1 just shows that it's paid off so far.
What sticks out about this group compared to 6-1? No, that's fine. 7 weeks and 6-1, but hopefully you get to 7-1 for tomorrow against Harrison. We'll have that game on WREF. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you know, for you, with this being your senior year, you were in it last year, and you saw what this team went through last year with only 3 wins. Now you've already doubled that total. 2 games left in the regular season. What is so different about this season than last year or years prior that makes this group and this season a little bit special?
I'd say last season we had a lot of trouble with communication on the field and just our team being able to communicate and work together. This year I think we fixed those problems, and we're holding each other accountable for everything that we need to be doing on the field.
Ethan Stoffliff here on WREF, the senior running back from Modern Day Football at 6-1 on the year, getting ready for Week 8 against Harrison. We'll talk about that in a moment. As a reminder, you can always listen to WREF on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. 6 o'clock, Taroni's pregame show tomorrow, Harrison and Modern Day, and back at the bowl. So let's talk about this game. What is the 1/11th that you have to take care of when you're on the field? What's your role in this game, Ethan?
We're talking about last game?
Oh, this upcoming game for tomorrow against Harrison, yeah.
Well, this game, I'm playing safety this game, but I'm trying to hold my teammates accountable for their positions as well.
And in being the safety, I mean, so often on top of the linebacker, inside linebacker, safety is almost one of the quarterbacks of the defense. You're talking about communication. How has that aspect of your role on defense really played into not only your success, but the defense's success as a unit over the last few weeks, where you guys have 3 consecutive wins?
Yeah, Communication's definitely helped us a lot so far. It's just being able to everyone to know what's going on the play, make sure we're not giving up anything big. It's helped us a lot.
Ethan Stothwith here on WREF, the Modern Day Senior, getting ready for tomorrow's game against Harrison. And again, a 6 o'clock start to the Taroni's pregame show. All right, Ethan, I'll get you out of here on this. Two games left in the regular season, which means two games left in the regular season of your high school career. Of course, postseason, you're not done playing football. So for me, I'm kind of curious what you want to show as a player on either side of the ball or just in general. What more do you want to show before the regular season of the final season of your high school career ends?
As a team in our next two games, I just want to show that we can play cleanly and we can have everything work out good. And whether that be making mistakes on the field or just dumb penalties, and then that obviously that will help us show that we can compete in pretty tough sectional this year.
Now you know it, moving up to 3A, but Modern Day is looking poised through seven games at 6-1, and again tomorrow, moving over to Harrison, or I should say back to the Bolt to play Harrison in week 8 of the regular season. That is Ethan Stothwith here on WREF, the senior for the Wildcats. Ethan, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow against Harrison.
Thank you very much.
You got it. We take a step aside. Mike Gamble will put some more meat on those bones and talking about the Warriors on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lapa Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lapa Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lapa Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppyandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show. With Mike Gable, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, Coach, so all roads this week lead to Harrison. Back of the ball playing the Warriors. Harrison coming off their first win of the season. What did you learn about Mo Sutton and his team from watching tape against Central in their first win?
Well, they're much improved, and I think Coach Sutton and his staff have done a great job, actually. As far as a 1-6 record, I think Harrison would have to be the very best 1-6 team in the state. They played North tough. They played Jasper tough. They've been in some real tough situations, and finally it came out in their favor this last weekend. So we know they're good. We know they're athletic. They're fast. They're aggressive. They've got all the tools.
Fast, aggressive, good. Those are good way to good ways to describe Jay Sutton, the running back who went for dang near 200 yards in the last game against Central, a big win for Harrison. What's the plan to try and take him away from the game plan for the Warriors?
Well, that's a tall order because Sutton is obviously most signed. He's weighs 230 pounds at the running back position. And if he gets ahead of steam or if he gets through the line of scrimmage and gets down open field, it's awfully hard to take that man down. And he's been playing really well. And I think they're utilizing their various skill people. You know, they're mixing things up real well right now. Coach Thomas is doing a good job of the offense. So we know we get our hands full, but, you know, when Sutton's not in there, Calhoun is. And he's not as big, but he's very quick and very elusive. So they've got two very good running backs, and we just got to be ready and try to slow them down a little bit.
Mike Gable trying to lead Notre Dame to their fourth consecutive win. It'll come tomorrow, hopefully for their sake, tomorrow against Harrison, and trying to move up to 7-1 in the penultimate game of the regular season. You know, talking about Harrison, but so much of this lies on your side of the line of scrimmage and what you guys are trying to do. So what has to go right? What do you guys have to execute in order to take this game?
Well, Harrison poses a lot of problems for any offense. I mentioned already their size. They've got a couple over 300, 270, 280 is not unusual for them, and they're good athletes with that. And Harrison's got a stunning defense. They'll blitz. They find openings, and they cause havoc for different teams when it comes to try to move the ball. So we've got to protect the quarterback, and we've got to open some lanes for Thacker and just stop it in there, stop it, or whoever. But we got to try to find a way to crack into the defense of Harrison. Now, like us, Harrison does play a few guys both ways, but I don't think it's anything like the heat of the summer that we've all fought through. It's going to be a nice night tomorrow night for football, nice and cool, I hope, and both teams should be ready to go.
You going sweatshirt tomorrow? What do you think?
No, I don't think it's that cool. You get on the sideline, it gets pretty heated. So we'll stay warm regardless.
Mike Gable, the head coach for Notre Dame football here on WREF, gearing up for the game against Harrison, which, of course, you can hear on The Ref, 97.7, listen to TheRef.com, and the WREF mobile app. A 6 o'clock start to the Terone's pregame show and a 6:30 kick here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Brad. Really appreciate being on.
You got it. You've been listening to Week 8 of the Notre Dame football show on 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Modern Day Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotherep.com. This week's show has been brought to you by Hopping & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville State Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show has also been brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. The Modern Day Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.